Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 3. Job's experience of God's consuming and stripping in the Old Testament being far behind that of Paul in the New Testament. Friday Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 4:11 through 12. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death operates in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 1:8 through 9. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of our affliction which befell us in Asia, that we were excessively burdened beyond our power, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Colossians 1:24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. 2 Corinthians 12:9 through 10. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Therefore, I am well pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions and distresses, on behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. Romans 8:6-10-11. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who indwells you. Suggested reading. The putting to death of Jesus in our environment cooperates with the indwelling spirit to kill our natural man, our outer man, comprising our body and our soul. This is mentioned emphatically in 2 Corinthians 4:10 through 12. Paul says that he was bearing about in his body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be manifest in his body. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. The word decaying means being consumed, being wasted away, being worn out. As our outer man is being consumed by the killing work of death, our inner man is being renewed with a fresh supply of the resurrection life. We all like to have a nice environment, with everything smooth, peaceful, sweet, and nice. Instead, we are under an environment of sufferings and pressures that works with the spirit to kill our natural man. Brother Nee referred to this kind of environment as the discipline of the Holy Spirit. In speaking about the application of Christ's death, Romans 8 refers to the indwelling spirit and 2 Corinthians 4 refers to the outward environment. The outward environment cooperates with the inward spirit to carry out the killing of our natural man. 2 Corinthians 4:10 indicates that the death of Christ kills us. The Apostle Paul always was under the killing of Christ's death. He was continually under the persecution of the Jews, the Gentiles, and the Judaizers. Daily he risked death, faced death, and died to self. He was bearing about in his body the killing of Jesus so that the life of Jesus could be manifest in him. Christ's death and its effectiveness with which the Spirit has been compounded become prevailing in the Spirit. If we enjoy and experience the Spirit, his death becomes prevailing in us. The death of Christ is in the Spirit. The compounded Spirit dwells in our spirit to dispense Christ's death and its effectiveness from our spirit to our soul and even to our mortal body. This dispensing is the anointing, and the anointing is the moving of the indwelling spirit. Those Christians who love the Lord and maintain fellowship with the Lord always have the feeling and sensation that something is moving within them. That moving is the anointing, and that anointing is the dispensing of the triune God, of the death of Christ, and of the resurrection of Christ. That dispensing comprises all these elements: divinity, Christ's humanity, Christ's death, the effectiveness of his death, Christ's resurrection, and the power of his resurrection. It is under this dispensing, this anointing, this moving of the indwelling spirit that we experience the death of Christ. When we are about to lose our temper, we may stop ourselves and go to pray. After our prayer, our anger is over. This is because our prayer activates the moving of the indwelling spirit, and within this moving, there is the killing power. We should cooperate with the operating spirit and accept the environment in our spirit, soul, and body. In every part of our being, we must be willing to cooperate with the indwelling spirit and to accept the outward environment. This killing is carried out by the indwelling spirit with the environment as the killing weapon. We need to experience the Lord's killing, his putting to death, every day. Then we will daily have the victory and joy in Christ's resurrection.